Thank you for calling customer support. Bernie, that's speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. Who am I speaking to? I mean, what company is this?
We are a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies.
Okay, this is supposed to be for True Products for Less. It was supposed to be for a KitchenAid mixer. They were supposed to take $2.95 out of my checking account and took $7.95, and it says something about music.
Well, the account, that's a generic term that's in the descriptive line, ma'am. We don't have over 100 products, so it might not. Let me pull your account out. What's your zip code, please?
26348.
A moment, please. Still trying to locate your account. Please hold on.
Well, they sent me an email, or they gave me a order ID number.
Just hold on. Just a minute, please. System moving a little slowly.
Well, I'm contacting my bank because everything I've read online, this is a scam.
No, ma'am, we're not a scam, but I can find out what you might have enrolled in, a survey or sweepstakes or something of the sort.
It was supposed to be a $2.99 KitchenAid mixer.
Well, that was that's for a contest entry.
I have everything. I screenshotted everything, and it's nothing but a fucking scam. And they took money out of my account.
Ma'am, I did not curse you at all.
I'm sorry, but they took money out of my account that they shouldn't have.
In the
I did not authorize $7.95 to come out of my account.
$7.95?
Yes, ma'am.
For the shipping and handling of
it said $2.95.
Well, really, it's $2.95, anywhere between $2.95 and $14.95.
Well, that's not what it said.
Okay, let's see what I can do for you, ma'am. In the terms and conditions, if you got a chance to read those, it does let you know.
Well, I've already reported it, and I'm getting ready to contact my bank.
Hold on, ma'am.
And what is your name?
My name is Bernadette, ma'am.
Do you have an ID number or anything?
Bernadette will be 1648725.
Hold on a minute. 164?
8725.
8765. 25, ma'am. 25? And if you're trying to look it up from the number I'm calling from, that's not the number that was put in. It was my cell phone number.
So 304 is not your number?
304-815-3043.
314-815.
304-815-3043.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. The 304 is the correct prefix. And what's the rest of it?
815-3043.
Okay, one moment, please. just moving a little slowly here.
Because it says instant music, $7.95. That's what came out of my account.
It's 100 different products, ma'am. You say you did a survey for what item you said you did it for?
Actually, the advertisement was, it says last chance, get 21-inch model stand mixer for $2.95.
Mm-hmm.
Everything must go. Limited to one per person. It's saying it's a clearance from Walmart.
Yes, ma'am. That's what they usually come in as. It's a survey that you take at either Walmart, Costco, Home Depot, T-Mobile, numerous places. So on the back of their receipt, it's not a scam. It is an entry. It's a contest entry.
Well, that's not what it says at all. Like I said, I have it all screenshotted to take to the bank.
So what do you need me to do tonight? To refund the $7.95?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's no problem.
And if this is some kind of sign-up thing, you need to cancel it.
Okay. Yeah, it's important to read those terms and conditions, ma'am, because it does tell you exactly.
Well, it doesn't give you an opportunity to read terms and conditions.
There's no argument with me, ma'am, on that. Most people just say they just didn't read them, or who reads them or something, but it's in the terms and conditions.
I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't give you the opportunity to do that till after the fact of you putting in your information and everything. And then at the very end, it gives you a hold on a second, let me pull the picture back up. It says thank you, and it gives you the ID number, and then it gives you the option to read the terms and conditions, privacy policy, and it has this phone number for the service.
But at that time, if you don't accept them, ma'am, or move forward, nothing happens.
Okay. I have it all screenshotted, so I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, but like you
either.
Said, it don't give you the chance to, when they tell you that at the end, if you don't move forward, you're not enrolled in anything. But if you move forward with it, then yes, it is.
It's after you already put in your credit card information and they,
but if you
they
don't,
take
but
the
if
money.
But if you don't submit it and stuff, it don't, ma'am, is what I'm saying to you. At that point, it doesn't.
It doesn't give you the terms and conditions until after you submit the payment.
But after,
that's what I'm saying.
But if you don't accept it, then it's not going to go through.
Okay.
If you don't continue on, it doesn't go. We can't even,
okay.
it doesn't even let you go unless the terms and conditions have been accepted.